COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode. Howdy, folks. Dan Scotland here, joining you from legal Massachusetts, the heartland of America. It can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and other platforms like it. So I'm going to read this. This is really, really good news. I shouldn't have to give politicians credit or an A for effort for doing their flipping jobs, but throughout the country, most of your politicians hate the plant and they hate the people that use the plant. So here I am having to give them credit for doing what should basically be their jobs. So this is from Marijuana Moment. This is not an article that is too long. And I'm going to emphasize a few parts when I read this. Louisiana House votes to legalize medical marijuana flower, so whole flower cannabis, they didn't have whole flower before, and advances bill to prepare for recreational legalization, written by Kyle Yeager. The Louisiana House of Representatives on Monday approved a bill that would expand the state's current limited medical marijuana program by allowing patients to purchase whole flower cannabis. They also advanced another proposal that would establish licensing fees for recreational marijuana if the state opts to legalize it under separate legislation. Members additionally gave the green light to a measure that's meant to align Louisiana's hemp program with the federal rules for the crop that were finalized and took effect under the U.S. Department of Agriculture last month. Lawmakers in the state have been advancing a series of marijuana reform bills in recent weeks. But arguably, the most consequential measure is one of Rep. Richard Nelson R. that would establish a recreational cannabis market in the state. The legislation was approved by the House Administration of Criminal Justice Committee last week and is expected to come to the floor for consideration later this week. The companion licensing proposal, which is also being sponsored by Nelson, passed the House on second reading on Monday without debate. It would establish the $2,500 annual fee for cannabis business licenses and a $100 annual fee for personal cultivation permit. It's not really that bad. Additionally, it would stipulate that if the state takes in more dollars from those fees than it needs to cover administrative costs, those excess funds would go into individual municipalities and law enforcement. I don't like that latter part of it going to law enforcement. The chamber gave final passage on Monday. I'm going to emphasize this part. I'm going to read this again and emphasize this part that we're about to just read. The chamber gave final passage on Monday to legislation that would allow medical marijuana patients in Louisiana to access raw cannabis flower. I'm going to emphasize this sentence I'm about to read. I'm going to read this twice. After being approved on a 73-26 vote, the bill, which is sponsored by House Speaker, the Speaker of the House, Republican leadership in that legislative body, by House Speaker pro tempore Tanner McGee, Republican, now heads to the Senate. I'm going to read this sentence again. After being approved on a 73-26 vote, the bill, which is sponsored by House Speaker pro tempore Tanner McGee, now heads to the Senate. So this is in the Deep South right now. This is in the Deep South. They started off with this program that did not allow whole flower. So just pills, tinctures, capsules, cannabis inhalers, and you know, lozenges. So no whole flower that you can vaporize or smoke. That's how the program started. Then last year, Republican leadership in Louisiana approved doctors being able to recommend medical marijuana for any condition that she or he sees fit. In a Deep South state, that happened last year. And now they're allowing whole flower. And in the House, in the Louisiana House, it got a veto-proof majority in the House chamber. It got over 70-something percent of the vote. Again, I mean, this shouldn't be something that's shocking. This shouldn't be something I should be celebrating, because this should just be their job, because adult use has support in Louisiana, and medical overwhelmingly has support. So this is what the vote total should be all the time when it comes to these bills. But again, because your politicians nationwide hate the plan and hate the people that use the plan, and they're fossils. A lot of them are boomer and elder Gen Xers, fossils that grew up with Reagan telling them that drugs are bad. So, again, this is a big accomplishment because of the fossils we have in most of politics right now. Quote, one of the reasons why we're doing this is because the opioid crisis has been so costly to the people of our state, McGee said prior to the vote. It's been so costly to them. This is a better version. If you're on hydrocodone, yeah, it treats your pain, but it is highly addictive. It has lots of side effects that we don't like. Yeah, I actually agree with this conservative politician. I don't often say that. The bill would amend the state's existing medical cannabis law to make it so physicians... Okay, so the bill would amend the state's existing medical cannabis law to make it so physicians may recommend raw cannabis products intended for inhalation. Dispensaries could sell up to 2.5 ounces of flower cannabis to each patient in a 14-day period. So I think that's around what Florida has, what fellow Gulf Coast state Florida does, pretty much. I think it's around that. But don't quote me on that. Look it up for yourself. Last year, the legislature significantly expanded the state's medical marijuana program by passing a bill that allows physicians to recommend cannabis to patients for any debilitating condition that they deem fit instead of from the limited list of maladies that's used under current law. Governor John Bel Edwards, Democrat, signed the measure in June 2020, and it took effect weeks later. While advocates generally expect resistance from the governor, who has repeatedly expressed opposition to adult use legislation, he did say last week that he has great interest in the legalization proposal and pledged to take a serious look at it, its various provisions. Cause, again, if you're one of my many listeners in Louisiana, have the legislature call the governor's bluff. Cannabis legalization, according to recent polling, adult use has 58% support from Republicans in Louisiana and well over 60 among his own party. Have him go against his own voters. It has approval in all districts except, I believe, the 5th or 6th district. I have to look that up again. But it's over water in all the districts of the state except one. So he would lose nothing, and he would get he just got soundly reelected recently. He would get another term if he were to approve this. Call his bluff. Have him see if he's really going to go against what the voters of both parties in the state want. Call this man's bluff. I really think anyone listening to the sound of my voice that lives in Louisiana, urge your lawmakers to sign this. Urge the governor to sign this. And see if he's really gonna think he knows better than the voters and veto what people in his own party overwhelmingly want and people in his opposing party to almost a 60% margin want. Or to almost 60%. 58% of his opposing party wants this done. Call this man's bluff. Call this governor's bluff. There's nothing lost in him signing this. Quote, as I always do, I will take a look at the bill as it arrives on my desk and see what it contains and what amendments have been added to it, the governor said. I'm not going to speculate now on that, but I do have great interest in the bill and what it says, especially if it does make it up to the 4th floor. I'll take a look at it and at that point and then make sure that you all know exactly how I feel about it. As state lawmakers have continued to advance these marijuana reform bills, two new polls, including one personally commissioned by a top Republican lawmaker, shows that a majority of voters are in favor of legalizing cannabis for adult use. A bill to establish taxes for flower marijuana products for patients, which passed the House last month, was initially scheduled for consideration by a Senate panel on Monday, but it's been pushed back until next week. End of article. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice in Louisiana, tell your lawmakers in the Senate to approve all these bills. Tell your lawmakers in both chambers to approve adult use, and tell the governor that he needs to approve this, and that him vetoing it is usurping the will of the voters of both parties. But again, I mean, I don't want to keep this episode specifically too long. So as always, I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, other platforms like it. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you could do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You could do this by going to https
anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/icsativapodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/imcannabisativapodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9, and you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as dogtreat20, tincture20, 40% off ISO, 15% off CBD, and that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.